Thank you for joining the Latin Generation panel call on 30th of May 2019. In the call, we have Marjana, Bill, Dennis, Hassan, Matt, Samar, and Pitinan. Over to you, Marjana.
I sent this agenda before a few days, but I forgot one very important thing, and that is something which we shall discuss before our regular stuff. This is our face-to-face meeting, which should be organized somehow in the autumn this year. And Matt's sound quality is bad. I'm sorry, Matt, for this. Try to use phone. How shall we proceed? I know that I will be available at the end of September. Before that, for sure, no. And should we send some poll for the date? And which dates are suitable somehow? Is there any other opinion than mine? How is your time in September, end of September, beginning of October? No reaction?
September is fine for me.
But it should be at the end of September somehow, after 20th of September. 20th of September is, as I can recall, is Friday, something like this. And for me, it will be too much to travel immediately on Sunday back to Brussels. Probably we shall have our meeting in Brussels. I hope so. I don't know. First, let's say normal date for me could be September the 30th of September. Dennis, please unmute your phone. Yeah, okay.
Thank you, Marjana. What would be the purpose of this face-to-face?
Probably to finish our work. Pitinan proposed last, you haven't been maybe from the beginning, or you have been last time on the call, when Pitinan proposed that we need to meet again face to face and once more before the end of our work to finalize completely the proposal. Pitinan, was it your idea or Sarmad's?
Yes, can I come in?
Yes, please, go on.
Right. So it actually also depends on the GP requirements as well. But what I have to raise is now, because if we plan to have, if the GP plans to have the face-to-face meeting, we probably want to have it before the ICANN meeting in case you can discuss things during the meeting as well. And the window to do that, right now we are requested to prepare it, leave it 90 days for the meeting teams to manage. So if we want to have a face-to-face meeting, probably now is around September and we have to decide now. So first question probably would be, do the GP think it's useful to have a face-to-face meeting? And if it is decided that face-to-face meeting is useful to finalize the work, then let's aim for something in September. But we have to finalize the date quite quickly, like end of this month. Thank you.
Thank you, Pitinan. What do you think? Any ideas?
So we have been finalizing the work since January, and I might be somewhat skeptical, and saying this with a smile. I don't like the idea of setting a date for face to face, because that of course involves logistics, travel, you know, budget approval, et cetera. And we don't know yet if we're going to be finished in time so that IP has a proper time to deliver to us. I mean, proper time for them to review and then deliver to us a full report of which we can react to. I mean, I don't see at this point, if you ask me, do we need a face-to-face meeting? And that's why I'm asking, why is that we need a face-to-face meeting now? I understand, I appreciate that reserving the room and everything needs time. But again, I think we are in a catch-22 situation. We're going to put a stick in the ground as far as face-to-face, but we don't know yet. I'm sorry, we don't know yet if we're going to finish on time. I mean, provided that, again, right, we need to give IP proper time to review. We know, I think, last time they asked for 2 months to review. So that, I mean, how can we make it on time so that, you know, a face-to-face meeting in the later in the year makes sense? Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis. Sarmat, please.
Thank you, Mariana. I think Dennis's points are valid, and one way potentially to address that is that if the GP can potentially put in a more detailed plan in place. So what I guess I'm suggesting is that, you know, you already know what tasks you all have to do, and you know, maybe put in some timelines. I can also go and check with IP on the availability over the summer, because summers are generally slower. You know, given if you have certain dates, I can go back to them and see and check with them and confirm if they will be available during those times to do the review and how long they'll take the review and so on. So if we can put in some interim dates together, I think it will help plan better as well. And maybe that can also address some of the concerns Dennis is raising.
Okay. Maybe my thinking is wrong, but I will say what I think. I have a feeling that we can provide provide one report in the next, let's say, 3 weeks or something like this. Although all inscript variants will not be finished in 3 weeks, my idea is to propose today to focus on finalizing report in the state as it is now, to remove or to discuss all dilemmas which we have in the report. I have counted something like 10 situations where the intervention of the GP is needed, and to put just partially produced variants based on the underlining analysis, and say that these variants are not final. We have another table which should be discussed in the future. And to send this report to GP, to IP, although it is not final, and to see their reaction. As I can, I was passing through the report today, and I see that we might have a few things to resolve more. One is some kind of analysis of inscript variants. I cannot recall the name today. And this table, which is the result of underlining and where variants are not agreed. And that's something which can be done in the meantime when the report will be discussed and reviewed by IP. Maybe I'm wrong, but please, that's how I thought today, and please, I want to hear your opinions. Bill, please.
I would say by September we should have the IP's feedback on the version of the document that we intend to send them sometime in the next couple of weeks. And our experience has been, we move a whole lot more quickly when we have a face-to-face meeting, just because we have more time to go through various issues. And I think it's probably going to be necessary to work through both the IP's comments and any additional issues we may have. So I think it's probably worth setting up the meeting. The worst case scenario there would be we get to the beginning of September and decide, nope, we don't need to do this after all. And I'm not sure that there's a enormous downside to canceling at that point. Thank you.
Sorry, my scissors. My glasses. Mats, please go on. I put down my glasses, so I haven't seen who is on. Please, Mats, go on.
I agree with Bill. It's so much easier to cancel something which has been planned than to set something up very close to where things are needed. So I hope that we won't cancel like in the beginning of September, but that we will see that earlier. But I think it's a good idea to schedule for a meeting now, and then we can see later on if that meeting is not meaningful or not needed. Thank you.
Thank you, Mats. Hazem agreed with Bill's discussion. And I have one question for Pitinen and Sarmad. Is there a problem to cancel a planned meeting? Because a lot of people should be involved in organizing it. Is there any policy about it in ICANN, at ICANN?
Sarmad, you can come in as well, but I think I can check with the meeting team and get back on this.
Yes, please.
Yeah, so this is Sarmad. I think it does take a bit of an effort from multiple teams. So it's not just the cancellation and just the funds involved, but also the effort, I think, which goes in. So I think if we are planning for a meeting, we should be fairly sure that we will hold it. Of course, things can get canceled. Everybody understands that. But we should be reasonably certain before we request a travel name. I guess that's what I'm saying. Just so that, we are making a request which we at least now intend to follow through. Unless obviously something changes drastically. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarmad. Mats, please. Unmute your phone.
Thank you. I forget that. I think we should have some kind of schedule. So if we plan for the meeting now, we should have a schedule that says that at that day, this date in the future, we should make it definite if we have the meeting or not, so that we will not end up canceling late. Because I really respect what Sarmad says. There are costs including a meeting even if we cancel it. So we shouldn't burden ICANN with that.
Thank you, Mats. Bill, please.
Yeah, I don't think it's likely that we'll cancel. I was merely putting that out as a worst case scenario. The problem I have with not scheduling it is that if we get to into the fall and discover that we need one, it takes 2 or 3 months to get it scheduled. And that puts the date for us to finish our work even further out. And I think I think it would be better to get finished sooner rather than later. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pitinan. May I come
yes,
in?
Please, Pitinan, come in.
I'm just looking at the date. May I propose that if we are aiming for the end of September, probably we should, we can see if we can submit next version to the IP by 20th of June, the next 3 weeks, as you proposed. If we can do that, I think it's fairly confident that we can have a meeting by the end of September. So would that be somehow of the timeline if the GP see that it's possible to have a version submit to the IP by 20th of June, then it should be okay to have a meeting. Thank you.
Sarmat, please.
Yes, I also wanted to share that we have a ICANN meeting in early November. So if we do not hold the meeting in early October or late September, then I think the next window will come in late November or early December. Thank you.
I think that let's postpone the decision about it and let's first discuss the way I see how can we complete this version of the report to be sent till 20th of June. And although all the investigations won't be in the report, I think the most of the things we have done will be in it, and IP will have enough time and could understand the way we are thinking and we are doing, and probably in next 2 months, somewhere at the beginning of the September, we shall have some feedback from the IP, and it won't be, by my opinion, something very simple. So we might resolve most of, I don't know, but I think that we shall need one face-to-face meeting until the final report, because there will be a lot of things to discuss, and we shall have, we are more productive, as someone said, when we are sitting in the room and working on the things we have to do, than doing it during telephone conferences. Bill, please go on.
Yes, I agree with you. Certainly our experience with feedback from the IP is that it's not just a matter of you need to rephrase this or you left out punctuation. They tend to have issues that we need to actually spend some time considering and figuring out how to address. Thank you.
So at least Bill, Hazem, me, and Mats is not so sure. I don't know how to resolve this. Shall we vote about this?
So, Mirjana, this is Ramad again. I think we can still take it up next week. If we are planning for end of September, we need to basically June, July, August, and September. Yeah. So we need to inform the travel team towards the end of June.
June, okay.
That still gives us 3 months.
Okay.
So we do have time. I guess it's good to keep thinking about it. And as you're suggesting, we could focus, you could focus on the document, and maybe in 2 weeks we would have a clearer picture of where we are and we can finalize.
We shall be more clever. Okay. Okay, we have discussed it and we, Mats, please go on. Unmute your phone.
I suggest that we set a date that so that it's more concrete. When would this meeting be? So that the proposed date for that meeting. Then it's easier to go and look at other things. So it will it collide with something else.
Would you okay. like us to do a poll on that? And we can do the poll and put it on a side, and then once we decide, we can then use the same date and finalize the rest of the details.
Yeah, I think it would be the good way to solve this problem. At the beginning of October somehow, and if we shall have this meeting, we shall use those dates. Otherwise, nothing will happen and we shall decide till the end of the June somehow, because we have 1 month, almost the whole month to decide about it. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Dennis, please.
No, I thought I heard that if we want to do late September, early October, we need to deliver the proposal by late June, not decide on late June.
No. It won't be the final proposal which we shall send till the end of the June. It will be just one version of the proposal, because something is missing in that proposal and we haven't discussed those problems yet. At least there are two things which should be discussed. One is underlining problems which are not agreed upon variants in underlining analysis. And the other one is a kind of analysis I cannot remember. There is another stuff to analyze, still on hold. So we have to put two more, and this version of the report won't be final, but it will be almost final. Two more tables will be missing. But the way of thinking and the approach to the inscript and cross-script variants will be completely clear to IEP, and they can comment on it, and they can give their suggestion or comments or whatever, which we could be discussed during our face-to-face meeting. That's the way I see it. Was I clear, Dennis?
So I understand what you're saying, but I think at this point I would rather go through the end of the proposal and take into account all of the variants proposal. It's helpful for us to do different tracks as far as visual, non-visual, underlining IDNA 2003 compatibility, etc. But at the end of the day, this is one. All of these belong to the inscript variants section. So, and other variants that will be proposed under different tags will have may have certain impacts to the other variants that were defined in different under different analyses. So, I would really like to push for everything going into this proposal. And when we meet, if we meet, then we have a holistic view from the IP as to the proposal itself. But I think that's my suggestion, that we go full and not just piecemeal again, because that will basically, you know, extend this work for another year. And I don't think we need to go that far.
Yes, but do you think that we can finish all analysis to the end of the June? What is your opinion?
No, I don't think so. But
so it means that our final report will be somehow at the end of September, for example. Then two more months for IP to comment it. It will be end of November. after that to have face-to-face meeting some. February, probably. December, January is not very productive months. And it will extend 1 year more.
So I don't know the answer to that, but I think it will be helpful, as pointed out earlier, to develop a very detailed plan as to what needs to be done by when, so that we can, you know, make a sensible schedule.
I have some rough information what should be put in the report. At least I have 3 points on my mind. One is to finish underlining. The other one is, it is called somehow, I can't find it immediately. Another analysis from this diagram should be done, those two things. And the report should be cleared of comments and discussions. Those 3 things should be done before final, before complete report, before we have the complete report. I was asking all the time, is there anything else? And I'm asking every time, producing this again, is there anything I have forgotten? Because I'm sorry, but almost 6 months or 7 months, I was not very well.
So there is a...
And I couldn't follow. Yes, please, Sarmad.
There's discussion on IDNA 2008 compatibility, the dotless I and the beta, I guess, German SZ.
It is almost close to the end. Although that was one big chunk of the text in the report, which was not very clear to me, and I wanted to discuss it with the panel and to find a volunteer to properly write this part of the report. This is one thing which is almost here, almost there, but it is not clear. So I have these three things, and who can propose the plan for it? How many time we shall need for to finish it? I can't. Please go on, Dennis.
No. So I just wanted to react to the sharp S topic. Is there is no need to write anything on the proposal other than the conclusion as to what is being discussed. I mean, the appendix that I the collection of the summary of all of discussion still needs to have a resolution as to how we're going to resolve all the options that were laid out there, and that's something that I don't know if we can look it in today or for next week's meeting. But yeah, I would suggest leave the what it's in their proposal alone. That's more likely to be removed, and just what is in the appendix, what is going to be reported, and of course the conclusion of it.
So Dennis, you are proposing to make a plan. Could you make it with all the things, all the topics which should be covered till the end of the report finalization? I have some idea about it, but I'm not sure that everything, that I understood everything.
I can do that, okay.
Please do it for the next meeting, and we shall try to make some thinking about it, how much time we shall need to finish it. Okay. We shall postpone this idea of finishing the report, of the term of finishing the report, when Dennis give us the plan. So the next topic on the agenda is our URL underlining analysis. Bill has made 2 tables. One which is the first one is with agreed variants, and the other one is with variants which are not agreed upon. So what is the proposal? How should we go? We have discussed a little bit the things last time we during the meeting, but we have no agreement how to proceed with this code points which are not agreed. What to do with those code points which should be rated still, to decide are they variants or not. So I hope you looked at this sheet. Bill, please, your hand is up. Go on.
Yes, I think where we need to start is we have this table, as you see, with a column for each of us to rate, to inspect all of the pairs that are in question. And I think the first thing we need is for everybody to go through and do the ratings. I don't know how long that will take anybody, but my guess would be under an hour to go through everything.
Yeah, but last time when we discussed how to solve these problems, this was one proposal to rate these code points by every member of the panel. And on the other hand, Michael, who is not here, I'm sorry because he's not here, he proposed something else, that for every code point should be written pros and cons, why this code point should be treated as variant or should not be treated as variant. And we didn't have concluded anything about it. What do you think? Is it the right approach to rate those code points by every panel member? And after that, what to do with all these ratings? How should we finally get some results from those ratings? Dennis, please, and then Bill. Dennis, please go on.
Yeah, I want to echo your last remark. I mean, what's next after the ratings? How is that going to be resolved? Thank you.
Sorry, Dennis, I didn't understand you. You wanted to?
No, I think I was sort of asking the same question that you did your last part. I mean, after the ratings, what's next?
What's next? Yes. Bill, please.
Yes, I think it's fairly clear, or we wouldn't be bothering to do this, that we don't need unanimous agreement. So the question to my mind is, If we have some number of people who think something should be a variant and others who do not think so, how many, at what kind of balance does it require before we decide, yes, that's what our consensus is? Do we need five out of seven or four out of seven, a simple majority? That seems to me that's the main question, is where is our threshold?
Thank you, Bill. Dennis?
Yeah, thank you. So I want to remind us that visual similarity should not be the main driver for establishing a variant relationship. And that's what, that's, I think that's the driving thought here, is that, oh, someone things they are confusable, then they ought to be variants just because they are visually similar. But I mean, I want us to remind you of the LGR procedure that states that we should stay out of visual similarity, and because there's another process that will deal with that. So what I'm saying is that if there are people that believe they are different, they're just, there's a visual similarity thing, yeah, but that visual similarity, they have variant relation should not be warranted there. Thank you.
Bill, please.
So Dennis, are you saying that if anybody disagrees about them being variants, then they're not a variant? In which case we could just have you rate them and you don't think anything's a variant, so why are we even bothering?
Can you point me a case where that's the case? I don't want to talk hypothetically. Can you point me somewhere?
Okay, let's look at the first one on the set. We have so far 4 people who think that the A and the A with Oganek should be variants, and you know, we have 4 out of 5 at the moment. So the question is, at what point do we have enough agreement that's all I'm saying.
Mats, please. Mats. Unmute your phone.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you for reminding. I find this it's very confusing with visual similarity. So IP has pointed out to us that underlying can cause things to be confused, and that we should consider that. So what should we include then? Homoglyphs, that's also a visual similarity to the extreme that they are identical. So I find this very confusing, because I think that we get a mixed message from IP. They point out things that are visual similar and that we should consider those. I don't know. I find this very confusing.
Mats, have you finished? Yeah. You did. I see your mic is off. Sarmat, please.
Thank you, Mirjana. I think the procedure is fairly clear in this. We all understand that it's a continuum between something which is totally identical to something which is perhaps confusable but not identical. And that's also like a gray area where things, some of these things are quite similar versus some of them are not as similar. So there is a scale, and the LGR procedure is very clear in its wording. It says that it identifies, or it actually acknowledges that this tail exists. And it says that the GP should just look at the clear cut cases where generally there is no disagreement, and that there are certain things which are visually totally identical, or you know, similar to the extent that they cannot be, you know, they're not distinguishable, and take those cases off the table. And that's the exercise. Anything which requires some discussion where things are perhaps not clear cut, Obviously, the procedure says, those may not be considered as variants and could be, obviously should be considered through the similarity review process. So there is a very clear, statement in the procedure. It is talking about the obvious cases should be taken off the table as variants. Thank you.
Okay, as I understand the SARMAT discussion now, all those things where there is no anonymous agreement, what is variant should be put in the confusables or whatever, this list where we have, we are helping the next panel to Am I understand it right? Because we don't have anonymous agreement about something, it should not be treated as variant, it should be treated as confusable. Maybe that's how I understand SARMAT's discussion. Bill, please.
Can I quickly come back to that?
Sorry. Please, SARMAT, please.
Since you're referring to my comment. So I'm not suggesting that this discussion or this decision has to be zero versus all, or one versus n minus one or two. You know, where you want to make that call is certainly something with a GP should decide. Stating what the procedure says, and I guess you as GP will need to interpret that into, you know, what is the right cutoff as far as the voting is concerned. Thank you.
Bill, please.
Yes, that was what I thought I was saying, is the question is how many of us need to be in agreement for us as a group to say, we think this is obvious. If it were to require unanimous agreement, then there's no obvious reason why we've been bothering for the last 6 months. So it seems to me the question is, are two people disagreeing enough, or where is the threshold? And that, I think, quite possibly we need to have one of those little doodle polls and vote on how much agreement is required. But that's the question I think we need to resolve, is how many of us have to agree that something is obvious before, as a panel, we say it's obvious. Thank you.
I'm not clever enough to decide now, to make any decision. But we should think in the different way. If we put more, if we agree, for example, in this situation that four or seven of seven members agree that something is variant, we can say explicitly how we rated and how we made the conclusion what is variant and what is not, and put it in the front of IP, and they can challenge it, and to see what they will say, what they should say. And after that, things will be, because we have a hot potato in our hands and nobody is taking it, and we have to solve the problem somehow. And whatever we say, there will be people for it and there will be people against it. So we have to be, we have to make a decision. How should we do? What we shall we do with this rating? And clearly say we have done it that way. And if someone is challenging our approach, he should offer a different approach. And there will be more stages when the where our decision will be challenged, and we can correct. If we get better proposal and better suggestion, we can correct this situation. Bill, please go on.
Would it be useful if, when we're sending the current version of the document to IP for comment, if we at the same time send them a question saying, how broad a consensus do you expect of us when we're, you know, when we're making a decision on cases which aren't unanimous? And you know, just ask them flat out, what do you want here? Thank you.
My opinion is that they won't say anything, and that they will say this is up to panel to decide. Sarmat, please go on.
Thank you, Mariana. Yes, I was actually going to say the same thing. They will not make that call at all. They'll just send it back right to GP to make that call. So that should not work. GP will have to make a call, and only then IP will review it. So that's one thing I wanted to share. I also had another comment. So I think it's just not a matter of whether it's three people saying it one way and four people saying it the other way. It is also important that whether, for example, if four people are saying it, that these are variants, whether they're saying that it is a one or a two. I think that also is significant information, which should be somehow rolled in. For example, if there are four people saying two versus four people saying one, I think that's a very different interpretation. Something to think about. Thank you.
Mats, please. Thank you. Go on. And unmute your phone. Mats?
I'm unmuting now. I think it's quite problematic when I see that when we look at something and someone says three and another one says one, do we really look at the same thing? I mean, if we have a difference between one and two or two or three, that's or three or four, that's okay. But if we have two steps in between, I wonder if the rendering is so different that we actually are not looking at the same thing. And could that cause our different opinion about it? I copied from the spreadsheet to an editor, and there the underlying was further below, so the difference was much higher. So I wouldn't have given the same rating if I looked at in the editor as in the spreadsheet. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. So it seems that we have no agreement about this part. So we can make rating. Most of people have done it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm not, and Michael is not, have not done it. Okay. And that's one of the things which could be left for further discussion, because we don't, I at least from today's discussion, I don't see the way out of this. And one way is to agree about counting 1s, 2s, 3s and so on, and make a decision. It should be a variant, and put it in the report and see the reaction from the IP, and after that from the community. And after reactions from IP and from the community, we can correct our findings, because someone might have better idea than we have now today. Okay, it seems that we cannot make any conclusion about it. We have, oh, that's almost end of the meeting, of today's discussion. So, what is the next? I want you, please, the people who has it is a page 61 in the report, where is the discussion about IDN 2003 and the things, and a lot of comments around. I've tried to understand what is going there, and I didn't understand it. It's the paragraph 6.7.2. Is there any volunteer who will try to understand what is going there and to make a clear text of all those things which are put in the report there? Otherwise, I will accept everything. Yes, please.
Sorry, Dennis. Mirjana, which section are you talking about?
6.7.2. All the other comments in the report are more or less understandable, and they can be passed very fast. I look at them today. But section 6.7.2 has a lot of comments, a lot of text, a lot of inserting, a lot of deleting. Everything was confused.
Right.
I'm confused looking at it, and I don't know what to do with it.
So that was what I was referring to prior. This whole section should be removed because we have what I shared last week is the discussion about this case, and what we need to do is to have a conclusion as to what is it, the conclusion, and it's only the conclusion that we should port to the proposal and not the whole discussion of it. So that section that you just referred to, 672,
yes,
will go away because everything there is should be captured in the what is going to be the appendix.
Okay.
But only the conclusion of it should be up in the main body of the proposal. And if I may continue, what we need to do on this case of sharp S is to determine how we are going to measure or weight all the options so that we can reach to a conclusion as to what to do, whether is it going to be to exclusion, include with variant relationship, or include without a variant relationship. So that's still need to be discussed. Properly discussed. Yes. And
okay. You send a text before a few days. I saw it. So is it the right way forward to put this text as an agenda for our next telephone call and try to finalize it and to remove all those stuff from the report and put the conclusion in it? Is it the right way to do it? Bill, please.
I think we would be better off having this discussion when Mikhail and Michael are here, since they're the ones who have done most of the work on this section.
Okay. We can put Dennis, a text which Dennis provided, next time on in the agenda of the next call. And if Michael and Michael, Bill, you mentioned those two names, and Dennis.
Yeah, they seem to be the ones who have done work in this section.
Okay, I'm sorry, I need to correct you, but all of us did this work in Brussels. So it's not just Michael and Michael, but all of us.
Yeah, but they most of the comments that we see there at the moment, which are, I'm assuming, perhaps incorrectly, are the points at which there was further discussion after Brussels, come from them.
I will put Dennis' text to the agenda for the next call, and we shall see, we shall go through it and try to make some kind of conclusion. If there is no conclusion, we shall see, we shall postpone it. And that's it, I don't know what else to do with it. That's the only thing which is, and so for the next meeting, for the next telephone call, Dennis will provide some plan, what should be done till the end of the of our work, and give some timelines probably, and we shall see it. So we shall discuss this plan. We shall discuss IDN 2008, and we have postponed the discussion about underlining, figure out how to find a way out of these problems. Okay, thank you. Is there any other comments? Does anyone want to say something until I close this meeting? No hands up. Okay. I am proposing the next meeting should be. Yeah, someone, Mats, you want to say something?
No.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Okay, thank you. I will propose next meeting next Thursday with these three main things in the agenda.
Yeah.
Topics in the agenda. And that's all. Thank you very much for being present to this meeting, to this call today. And think, how shall we find our way from these problems? Maybe we shall find it. Oh, we have to find it. And have a nice rest of the day. Okay. Hear you next Thursday again. Thank you.
Thank
all.
You. Thank you very much.
And bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.